Shinneco, a biotech company whose market capitalization on New York's Nasdaq exchange has nearly doubled to $25 million since it unveiled a hemp subsidiary last month, plans China's largest industrial cannabis project in frosty Heilongjiang. That northeastern province became the second to legalize hemp growing in 2017, issuing a three-year plan to become the biggest cannabis base in the world by 2020. In its inaugural year, Heilongjiang harvested 30,000 hectares, that's 74,000 acres, of hemp, nearly one-third the size of European and Canadian fields combined. Neighbouring Jilin province, too, will soon earn a license. Chinese growers are already setting their sights farther afield. In December, America legalized industrial hemp nationwide for the first time since the Second World War. Hanmar ships more than half its domestic output there. Tan Xin, chairman of Hanmar, says he will begin to grow and process hemp in Nevada later this year. American hemp has higher CBD levels than China permits. On March 27th, the anti-drug squad declared that China had never approved industrial cannabis as a medical or food additive. The hemp index briefly drooped. Mr. Tan expects China's government to tighten monitoring while gradually allowing wider application of the plant's byproducts. Factories in China are also closely monitored with CCTV cameras, and workers are subjected to daily urine tests. But Hanmar has teamed up with the PLA to develop a CBD-based drug to treat post-traumatic stress. That will be the next chapter in the plant's long history in China. During the long years of the hemp ban, Yunnan's ethnic minorities continued in secret to harvest leaves, stalks, and seeds. Today, they can earn farmers 50,000 yuan, that's $7,400 per hectare, at least twice as much as corn.